VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. A Pakistan-arranged meeting between American and Taliban officials will be held Monday in the United Arab Emirates. The goal? A political settlement to the war in Afghanistan. Zalmi Khalilzad will lead the U.S. team at the talks in Abu Dhabi, the capital of the Gulf state. He is the U.S. Special Representative for Afghan Reconciliation. That news being confirmed to VOA on Sunday by a senior Pakistani official privy to the development. The official said Pakistan facilitated the dialogue after President Trump wrote to Prime Minister Imran Khan earlier this month seeking his cooperation in bringing the Taliban to the table for peace negotiations. Turkey's foreign minister says President Trump has told the Turkish president that the U.S. is working on extraditing Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen. He's accused of orchestrating a failed coup in 2016. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
Gulen, who denies any involvement in the failed coup, has been in self-imposed exile in the U.S. for the last two decades. While Turkey has long sought his extradition, Trump said last month he wasn't considering sending the preacher back. That's because the U.S. is trying to get Turkey to ease pressure on Saudi Arabia over the killing of a Saudi journalist in Istanbul. The murder of Jamal Khashoggi was also brought up by Turkey's Çavuşoğlu on Sunday as he criticized the response from European countries.
And many European countries who are promoting the freedom of media, freedom of the expression, are closing their eyes.
The U.S. Senate on Thursday delivered a rare rebuke to Trump over his support for Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, who it blames for Khashoggi's death.
The 77-year-old Gulen has often denied involvement in the failed coup. This is VOA News.